system is broken and it's wrong. This is probably the third or fourth time I've had this motion to the local authority, a number of times during the previous term, and I think this issue needs to be grappled, it needs to be grasped, the minister needs to take hold of it, and we need to see these thresholds increase.
Speaking of housing, the local authority meeting today also heard an update in relation to the acquisition of housing, and again, not probably what you wanted to hear.
No, absolutely, most definitely not. I suppose we've seen a response from the department in relation to a motion I had done in this regard in January, and it leaves, I suppose, a number of local authorities in limbo, I would say, with regard to tenant purchase, tenant in situ, but also to general acquisitions. Those are on hold. And this is causing great difficulty. I'm aware of a number of cases where these have got to the line, but they haven't crossed it, in particular with tenant in situ, where the local authority had been looking at purchasing those homes. So the response, I suppose, from the executive today is that they expect to see a response within a number of weeks now. Hopefully that response will be favourable. It most certainly needs to, but I have sought clarity and I cannot get it around the issue whether these applications will have to be met again, because the cases that I am dealing with in particular have been, they're sitting at this stage with, I suppose, with solicitors just to be signed off. But because the scheme had been closed down, nobody can tell me whether there's going to have to be a whole new application process. And this causes great distress to families, because in
The frustration here is building all the time while this bureaucracy runs its course.
Absolutely, John, because in these instances, these families had been on termination notices. Actually, it would have gone beyond that now, because there were deals being done between the local authority and the landlords in these instances. So it's very unsatisfactory, and one can only imagine the stress that this is causing to those families. You know, they're wondering about their future and all that kind of thing.